You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Music of the Stars. Now, next week, more for Father's Day, a lot more. Here's your invitation to join us. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning, Madison. WMDX 1580, 92.7. And Waukesha, Milwaukee, Waukesha, 540 and 101.1. We're on till high noon. And I'm your host, Lou Vergani, and next week, a few surprises for Father's Day. Here's Danny Kaye with his daughter, Dina.
Daddy dear, daddy dear, is the world really round? Tell me, where is the bluebird of happiness found? Tell me, why is the sky up above so blue? And when you were a child, did you cry like I do? What becomes of the sun when it falls in the sea? And who lights it again, bright as bright can be? Tell me, why can't I fly without wings through the skies? Tell me why, Daddy dear, are there tears in
little one, little one? Yes, the world's really round, and the bluebird you search for will surely be found. And the sky up above is so blue and so clear, so that you'll see the bluebird if it should come near. And the sun doesn't fall when it slips out of sight. All it does is make way for the moon's pretty light. And if children could fly, there'd be no need for birds. And I cry, little one, 'cause I'm touched by your words.
Don't be sad, Daddy dear, if it's true the world's round. I will search round the world till the bluebird is found.
Little one, there's no need to wander too far, for the bluebird you seek is right here where you are.
Show me where, Daddy dear, and here's what I'll do. I will find a bluebird and give it to you.
Dear, the bluebird's the love in your heart, pure and and I found it the day heaven blessed me with.
Danny and his daughter Dina recorded that for Decca Records in 1955. Performed by so many, including Eddie Albert and Spike Jonze. Sister.
Hey, listen to my story about a gal named Daisy May. Lazy Daisy May. Da 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 da. Her disposition is rather sweet and charming, at times alarming. So they say. To whom she used to sing this song. Hey, Daddy, I want a diamond ring, bracelets, everything. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me. Hey, Daddy, gee, won't I look swell in sables, clothes with Paris labels. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me. Here's an amazing revelation with a bit of stimulation. I'd be a great sensation. I'd be your inspiration. Daddy, I want a brand new car, champagne, caviar. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me. She wants a diamond ring and a bracelet and everything.
Hey, Daddy,
you want to get the best for me.
Hi,
Daddy. Gee, I'd like to have those sables, clothes with Paris labels.
Hey, Daddy,
nothing but the best for me.
Shay in the orchestra with the Andrews sister.
What Our Fathers Made Of by Paul Harvey. A father is a thing that is forced to endure childbirth without an anesthetic. A father is a thing that growls when it feels good and laughs very loud when it's scared half to death. A father is sometimes accused of giving too much time to his business when the little ones are growing up. and that's partly fear too. Fathers are much more easily frightened than mothers. A father never feels entirely worthy of the worship in a child's eyes. He's never quite the hero his daughter thinks, never quite the man his son believes him to be, and this worries him sometimes. So he works too hard to try to smooth the rough places in the road for those of his own who will follow him. A father is a thing that gets very angry when the first school grades are not so good as he thinks they should be. And so he scolds his son or his daughter, though he knows it's the teacher's fault. A father is a thing that goes away to war sometimes. He learns to swear and shoot and spit through his teeth, and he would run the other way except that this war is part of his only important job in life, which is making the world better for his child than it has been for him. Fathers grow old faster than people because they, in other wars, have to stand at the train station and wave goodbye to the uniform that climbs aboard. While mothers can cry where it shows, fathers have to stand there and beam outside and die inside. Fathers have very stout hearts, so they have to be broken sometimes, or no one would know what's inside. Fathers are what give daughters away to other men who are not nearly good enough, so that they can have grandchildren that are smarter than anybody's. Fathers fight dragons almost daily. They hurry away from the breakfast table off to the arena, which is sometimes called an office or a workshop. There, with calloused, practiced hands, they tackle the dragon with three heads: weariness, work, and monotony. They never quite win the fight, but they never give up. Knights in shining armor, fathers in shiny trousers, there's little difference. As they march away to each workday, fathers make bets with insurance companies who will live the longest. Though they know the odds, they keep right on betting. Even as the odds get higher and higher, they keep right on betting more and more. One day they lose. But fathers enjoy an earthly immortality, and the bet is paid off to the part of him he leaves behind. I don't know where fathers go when they die, but I have an idea that after a good rest, wherever it is, he won't be happy unless there's work to do. He won't just sit on a cloud and wait for the girl he's loved and the children she bore. No. He'll be busy there too, repairing the stairs, oiling the gates, improving the streets, smoothing the way.
Here's Jackie Gleason.
Dear daughter, I tiptoed into your room tonight, and I looked down at you smiling in your sleep. You were so lovely, my heart nearly broke. And I thought, how very much like Sleeping Beauty a little girl is. When I tuck you in, I never know how old you'll be when you wake. One evening you crawl into your dad's lap and throw your arms around his neck. And next morning, you may be much too grown up for that sort of thing. You're so quickly approaching the awkward age. too young to drive the car, yet too old to be carried into the house, half asleep on Daddy's shoulder. I have a secret I never told you, Sleeping Beauty. You are going on an exciting trip. You will travel from yesterday all the way to tomorrow. It's a rapid journey and you'll travel light, leaving behind your measles, mumps, freckles, bumps, bubblegum, and me. I promise not to feel hurt when you discover the world is more interesting than your daddy's lap. Yesterday you were blue-jeaned and pigtailed, the neighborhood's best tree climber. Tomorrow you'll be blue-organdy and ponytailed, and you'll view the world from a loftier perch, a pair of high-heeled shoes. Yesterday you could mend your doll's broken leg with a hug. Tomorrow you'll be able to break a boy's heart with a kiss. Yesterday you could get lost one aisle away from me in the supermarket. Now I have to worry about losing you down another aisle to some strange young man. Just at the point where your growing pains stop, mine begin. Yesterday, you were a pain in the neck when you were around. Tomorrow, you'll be an ache in the heart when you're not. Tomorrow, you lay aside your jump rope to tie up the telephone line, and the little boy who used to push you in the mud will fight to sit out a dance with you. The clock downstairs is counting the minutes for you. The sky upstairs is saving its brightest stars, and the sun is waiting with its shiniest day. I can't expect you to live in your dollhouse forever. Sooner or later, the butterfly sheds the cocoon, and the smallest bird must try its wings. When you grow up and out of my arms, when you finally get too big for my shirts, I'll still recall how you used to scatter dust and dolls through every room in the house. But you spread sunshine, too. The dust has settled. Your mom picked up the dolls. But the sunshine will always fill the corners of our hearts. So, here I am, talking in your sleep. Because if you saw this look on my face, you'd laugh. And if I spoke with this lump in my throat, I'd cry. Yes, daughter. When I looked at you tonight, you were Sleeping Beauty. And so I tiptoed over and kissed you. You didn't wake up. I knew you wouldn't. According to the legend, only the handsome young prince can open your eyes. And I'm just the father of the future bride. Slumber on, my lovely. Tomorrow when you wake, you'll be a young lady, and you won't even realize you've changed courses in the middle of a dream. But you might notice a change in me. I'll look different somehow. A little sadder, a little wiser, but a lot richer. Tonight, I kissed a princess, and I feel like a king.
Scarlet ribbons for my hair.
stores were closed and shuttered. All the streets were dark and bare. In our town, no scarlet ribbons, not one ribbon for night. My heart was aching just before the dawn was breaking. I peeked in and on her bed in gay profusion. Lovely ribbons, scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons for her. If I live to be 200, I will never know from where came those lovely scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons for.
Take it easy. You're going to pull the whole roof down.
I can do it 3 times.
You can? I can only do it twice. How are you getting along with your neighbor?
Boy, you got a strange one. All the exercise she's done since she's been here is when she tried to spit in my eye. Shut up. There she goes again.
Well, that's how it goes. Honey, I got a nice assortment for you today. First, we have what we call a little ragaplumian doll right here. And then we have, this is the great one. Look, all you got to do is push it down like that, and it'll play the cymbals for you.
You know I can't reach.
Doctor says you could if you wanted to.
Oh, sure, easy as pie. Red.
Doll on the track, doll at the wall.
What about our glee club?
Home run.
Fly ball right
field. Oh, not today, Brad.
We're tied. Oh, brother. It's for the family.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
McGill brings on the pitch.
Swing and a miss.
Don't call me. I'll call you.
He struck him out. At the warning track. Watching it sail at the wall. It's way out of here. Man, Christian Yelich just keeps on doing it.
Today, the crew take on the San Diego Padres at beautiful American Family Field.
Drilled to right field. This is over the head of Fraley. Back to the fence. She goes. Goodbye. Sal Freelance. The track. Wall. Bye-bye baseball. Jackson Churio. Quiet no more.
Now it's time for the on-deck show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It is another gorgeous day for baseball here in Milwaukee. The roof is open, and the finale and the rubber match of this three-game series is on tap between the Brewers and the Padres. Hello, everybody, and welcome to American Family Field alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here this afternoon. And what do the Brewers have for a follow-up from last night's walk-off victory? That solo blast by Caleb Durbin, just his second career home run. And the rookie sent the fans home happy last night as the Brewers evened up the series with that 4-3 victory. And today, the Brewers hand the ball to their ace. Right-hander Freddy Peralta gets the ball for the crew. It'll be Ryan Burger to go for San Diego, right-hander himself. Brewers will try to win this series and keep this hot streak going. We'll talk to Josh Maurer when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. On the Brewers Radio Network.
All roads lead to Ferrero's, where tasty pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizza, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, perfect for every lunch and dinner craving. This June, Ferrero's invites you to savor the flavor of their margarita pizza, a golden olive oil piece layered with fresh mozzarella and sweet Roma tomatoes. Straight out of the oven, it's garnished with fresh basil and a drizzle of balsamic glaze. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferrero's. Pizza just north of Taylor Avenue.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Paired with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's Best Kept Secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Craving something warm, savory, straight from the oven? Head to Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where handcrafted cheese is one of their many passions. Sink your fork into the caramelized onion and bacon, a rich blend of sweet, smoky goodness. Try the spinach and gruyere. Pretend the greens meet the nutty melt of aged cheese. Or savor the garden crush combo of spinach, mushroom, and feta, a favorite that's perfect for sunny mornings and laid-back brunches. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Racine Harborfest is back to rock the lakefront this Friday and Saturday. Two unforgettable days of nonstop fun, mouth-watering food, and live music. Friday night kicks off with the electrifying sounds.
That was Danny Kaye, Barbara Bel Geddes.
A tribute to Foreigner.
Lullaby.
Then on Saturday, it's high-octane country from Bella King. Tickets are still available. Get yours now at RacineHarborFest.com. Don't miss this legendary lakefront party this Friday and Saturday. Racine Harborfest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
Back with you on the On Deck Show. Built by Menards from American Family Field. Another gorgeous day, man. We've had some great weather for this series between the Brewers and Padres so far. Josh Maurer joining me now on the pregame show. And Josh, I hope you were able to get to some sleep last night. I mean, it was a quick turnaround, and after that thrilling victory, it was hard to wind down after Caleb Durbin sent this place into a frenzy.
You can only imagine what it was like for the players in that Brewers clubhouse after that thrilling victory, but job to do today, and you get the early start here this afternoon to try to accomplish another series win.
Yeah, it's going to be a challenging one because this is a good Padres team. We've talked about it all series long, but the Brewers have moved up Freddy Peralta. This is his normal rest, so they haven't moved him up out of that, but he was originally not supposed to go until tomorrow. He's going to go today. I think he's a good matchup for San Diego when you look at some of the numbers.
Yeah, we haven't actually. Pat Murphy, as far as I know, hasn't been really asked about why they did it, but I know they're happy to have him in a game where they can win a series because he's not lost a start here at home this year.
Yeah, he's been very good. Brewers hoping to win the series from the Padres here this afternoon. We'll chat with the manager, Pat Murphy, about that topic and more when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Citgo, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Revea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Bob's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Cardless, Island Resort and Casino, Fellow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Potawatomi Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
This Father's Day, give Dad the gift of ultimate power with Bosch Power Tools from Menards. Choose from over 75 Bosch tools in stock, whether you need to rip, cut, drill, or drive. Bosch tools provide the power you need for tackling the toughest jobs. Say big on Bosch cordless power tools right now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
fans. Hey there, Brewers fans. We've got a new way for you to watch the Brew Crew this season. FanDuel Sports Network. And now there are more ways to watch the Brewers than ever before. Subscribe directly to FanDuel Sports Network to stream all the action. Or, new this season, Brewers Baseball is now available on Amazon Prime Video as an add-on subscription. You can also access FanDuel Sports Network through TV providers, including DirecTV, Spectrum, Xfinity, Fubo, and more. Visit GetMyHomeTeams.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. The Pat Murphy Show is brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or in your new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, you teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Well, Murph, there aren't a lot of things to say after something like that last night. Just a phenomenal moment at this ballpark. Really fun to be a part of it, and really happy for Caleb Bergman, a kid that it's very early in his career, but it feels like, and we've talked about this before, there's a little bit of a clutch gene there. He just seems to step up in big moments.
He really is the right kid. You know, it's I'm really happy for him. His first year in the big leagues, he had to wait to get here. He's made the most of it. Last night kind of, you know, had to be the top moment in his life right now in baseball. Just a great, great thing for a great kid. And we had to battle back from behind, and then they closed the gap. They're a very good team. And then to walk it off the way he did is really a special moment.
It's obviously easier on the heart for everybody if you take care of business in the ninth inning and you don't have to have that moment. But collectively as a team, there's a lot you can get out of that, fighting back a couple of times over the course of that game.
I mean, that is baseball, and it's hard to win a major league game, especially against teams like the Padres, who have so much going for them, so many star players, and they've played really well, one of the best records in baseball. And it's really good for a team to understand those moments. You know, things can happen, but it's not over till it's over.
And Dean, you
just
and
keep
Jerry
playing pitch to pitch, and you learn those lessons.
Lawrence Welk, Jane Walton.
And sometimes situational hitting can matter too in a close game, low scoring game like that. You got a couple of sack flies on good swings in the moment, the right swings for those situations.
Yeah, come off the bench, Bowers pinch hit in that moment, and get a big sack fly that we needed against a really, really good reliever, Estrada, who's been throwing the ball great. And Reese, a big moment and a big time to make it, to give us the lead. Well, again, that's a little bit of our experience. Both Bowers and Hoskins have a little bit of it. That sets the mark for the other guys watching.
The other thing that should be talked about is some of those other guys in the bullpen, like Abner, Mears, Koenig, and what they were able to do. We talk so much about usage and how it's important to try to find ways to give those guys days off and not make them pitch every day. That's not just speak. It's real, because those guys have had a little bit of time off this last week, and they looked as sharp as I've seen them look.
They've looked good. You know, they really have. They've been good all year for us, basically. Our pitching has just, we've pieced it together. All the injuries have made us, it's galvanized us, made us even stronger on the mound. And our coaches do a great job, Cook and Henderson. And it's next man up. And our bullpen's the same way. But we've got to find ways to give them a break, because it's a long, long season.
Back with more of Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
As the weather warms up, regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, take in the festivals, soak up the sunshine with a solid selection of Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs. Easily foldable and transportable. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider also offers flexible care credit options and top-notch service to keep you on the go. Stop by the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Get moving and enjoy the ride with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair up with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's Best Kept Secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
From lunch on the go to feeding the whole crew, Lee's Deli has you covered with their sleek new website and mobile app. Visit leesdelirecine.com to get started. Sandwiches fit for a king, fresh chef salads, and hassle-free catering options like giant party subs for your next luncheon or tailgate. Fresh, fast, delicious. Ordering is easy, and Lee's Deli's optimized rewards means more points and more perks faster than ever. Go to leesdelirecine.com right now to download the new Lee's Deli mobile app.
Calendars. Greek Fest is back at Canisius Greek Orthodox Church, June 27th through the 29th. Get ready for a weekend packed with delicious Greek food, live music, amusement rides, and fun for the whole family. Experience the Canisius Dance Troupe. Take a guided church tour, enjoy cooking demonstrations, and explore the festive Greek marketplace. Don't miss the sights, sounds, and flavors of Greece right here in Racine. Greek Fest, June 27th to 29th at Canisius Greek Orthodox Church on Green Bay Road.
Off to Lullaby
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN is
here. The moon.
Back with you on the On Deck Show. Bill Byman, Arch, Brewers and Padres getting set for the finale here this afternoon. Ryan Burgert on the mound for San Diego. Freddie Peralta will go for the crew. Freddie on his normal rest. And initially, you were going to go with Somalia on this day, but now you give Aaron an extra day and go with Freddie today against this good Padres lineup.
Yeah, I think it's a great lineup he's going to face. He's faced them before, but I think it's the right thing. And I think Freddie's been throwing the ball well. His pitch count gets up there a little bit, but we'll take it. He's our guy, and we love being behind him.
It's been incredible how he's been able to be available. I mean, we've talked a lot about injuries. But Freddie, even though he's dealt with stuff here and there, he's been able to grind through it and make every start.
He's prepared. He did a lot in the offseason. He knows what's at stake. Being a number one and being a guy that's relied on your team, he's so dependable. And his body is in tremendous condition. He takes pride in the days in between he pitches, which keeps his body right. And, it's been a great process to watch Freddie in the last 8 years. Become who he is today.
And finally, Murph, what can you tell me about Berger? The last two guys, Kolek and Vasquez, they give you a free pass once in a while. How does Berger differ from the first two guys you faced?
Yeah, I mean, he's also got very good stuff. Fastball, both 4-2. He's got a sweeper. He uses his changeup versus lefties. He uses a cutter or a slider, more of a slider. And he's a young prospect for them that they've really liked. He fills up the zone a little better than first two guys in terms of throwing more strikes, doesn't give you those opportunities to walk. But again, another one of those prospects for the stuff's very good.
Murph, we appreciate it. Best of luck this afternoon.
Thanks so much.
Matt Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Here come the RAV4. A utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Avenue, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger, Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
For over 50 years, Cousin Subs has celebrated and embraced the traditions of their home state of Wisconsin. And now, Cousins will be honoring a Wisconsin tradition like no other with their pull tab giveaway promo. Now through July 6th, while supplies last, guests will receive a Cousins pull tab with a sub or sub in a bull purchase for a chance to win Cousin Subs for a year and much more. For additional info and official rules, visit CousinSubs.com/pull tabs. One pull tab per customer per transaction per day. To receive a pull tab with no purchase necessary, see official rules.
Brew Crew Tuesdays are back on June 17th.
Sends it deep to left, and there she goes!
Catch the Brewers on local TV as they battle the Chicago Cubs.
And Yelich launches one deep right center field. Forget about it. Oh, my goodness.
This edition of Brew Crew Tuesdays is presented by Delta Dental of Wisconsin. Tune in June 17th at 705 on Fox 6 in Milwaukee, or check out your local listings to watch the game.
Brewers try to win another series. It would be four consecutive series wins overall if they can win this rubber match against the San Diego Padres at American Family Field this afternoon. We welcome you back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Today's injury report is presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Pat Murphy said yesterday that a couple of outfielders who've been injured most of the year, Garrett Mitchell and Blake Perkins, could be getting closer to starting rehab assignments. That could be by the middle of the month. Remember them? We've had guys like Isaac Collins step up, play so well, you kind of forget about Perkins and Mitchell. Today's keys to the game are presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. You heard Pat Murphy talking about Freddie Peralta having his pitch count get elevated. I feel like I say this often with Freddie, but be more efficient, economical, attack, and get some quick outs here today against the Padres. Help your team win a series. We will relive the winning moment from Caleb Durbin last night when we come back and then hear from the man himself, Caleb Durbin, after the game and after his walk-off home run. On the other side of this timeout, you're listening to Brewers Radio Network.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. It does more than
what
that.
It's more fuel engine.
It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve
I'll be back
air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do
good night, folks.
Fill up with a leaded
medium. Good night, Mr.
It's
Taliban.
Learn more at wibiofuels.org. Starts with you. Your needs, your aspirations, your future. We take the time to understand what matters most to you. Our agents don't just talk about trust, they earn it through dedication, expertise, and all
the music of the stars.
Real estate isn't just about products.
More for Father's Day next week.
People. At First Weber, that means being you first. First Weber.
Many good men.
Come first.
Most things people do could be done more safely. Sometimes it's common sense. Sometimes it's innovating a better way. But it's always about minimizing risk. For this purpose, West Bend is willing to come check out your business and help minimize your risks. It's precisely because of thinking like this that West Bend has been keeping businesses and employees safe for over 125 years. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
Music of the star.
West Bend. The worst brings out our best.
The Brewers trying for the series win
Brought
against the Padres
Seminole,
as we welcome you back
most
on this
of our
beautiful
affiliates.
Sunday morning to American Family Field. Well, last night we are still buzzing about the way that game ended in the bottom of the ninth with the rookie Caleb Durbin up at
Good morning, Hayward.
He joined us
WZZH.
Here's what he did on the very
9:10 a.m. and 96.9.
Morgan rings on the first pitch. Durbin, a drive!
Post at civicmedia.us.
Caleb, congratulations. You got to hear that highlight there. So now thinking back to what you just did, what's the feeling? What's coursing through your veins right now?
My moment with you now.
It's not a whole lot. I don't really know what happened. I mean, just in the moment trying to get this hit, and then it leaves the park, and I kind of saw the Padres not really off the field side of check the dugout to make sure everyone's running out to make sure it's a walk-off.
98-mile-an-hour fastball there from the new pitcher, David Morgan. Were you looking for that pitch? It's the first pitch he threw. You've never faced him before. What was the approach as you stepped up there to lead off the ninth?
Yeah, the reporter was kind of, I played aggressive against him. And my individual coach was making sure I had a good pitch, making sure it was in the zone. I'm just making sure that I'm keeping in the zone.
When you're being mobbed, and you've hit two walk-offs now in the last two homestands, the other was a sacrifice fly, this is a home run. When you're being mobbed this time at home plate, what did that feel like? Was it different at all from the one where they got you on second base after a sacrifice fly?
Yeah, both felt pretty good, but I think this one was obviously a little bit more special. Lights are flickering on and off. Ball's going crazy. You said a walk-off home run. You know, in the big leagues, it's a hit.
Caleb Durbin with us after he wins it for the Brewers tonight, 4-3. Let me ask you, we were talking right after you hit the home run about the last few days for you. On Thursday, when the team had an off day, you got to go back to Fond du Lac, where you had played in the Northwoods League. And it wasn't all that long ago that you did that. You were honored. I wonder if this kind of felt like a full circle moment. When you played there, maybe you dream about hitting a walk-off home runs in the major league sometime later in your life, but you've lived that now. That has become a reality. What does that say about the journey that you've been through, Caleb, from then to now?
Yeah, you know, it's really cool because when I was playing in the Northwoods League in Fond du Lac,
there's no sadness in the world.
Playing against a lot of good teams in other divisions in that league, and that was a big opportunity for me. Not really knowing if I would get a chance at the next level, but I was able to get my foot in the door. And look at where I'm at now and being able to go back, it puts it all in perspective to where I really was, only 4 years ago. Definitely a full circle moment, and it was really fun being back there.
I know you need to go celebrate with your teammates. Last one for you. This game in particular, taking away what you did in the ninth inning, it was back and forth, punch, counter punch. Late, and I kind of thought it had the feeling like almost a playoff game. What did it feel like for you guys to play tonight? Was it a special kind of feeling, the way this game played out?
Definitely. This series, and even yesterday, and definitely today, it was kind of the. And what's probably going to feel like tomorrow is, scrapping runs, grinding out at bats, just trying to, see if you can scrape a couple runs at a time. They punched back in the ninth, credit to them. But at the same time, it was still a tight ball game, and, we were right in it in the bottom of the ninth.
Caleb, thank you so much for sticking around to talk with us about your great moment. Congratulations again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Again, that was right after his walk-off home run last night. The man of the hour, Caleb Durbin, joining us from the postgame show. When we come back here on this Sunday, it's time to turn our attention to the rubber match, and we'll get to the starting lineups for the Brewers and the Padres Game 3. Listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Only the Brewers, where tasty pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, perfect for every lunch and dinner craving. This June, the Brewers invite you to savor the flavor of their margarita pizza. Sweet Roma tomatoes, straight out of the oven, as garnished with fresh beans and a drizzle of salmon glaze. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beach of Rome, just north of Taylor Avenue.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. June is Men's Mental Health Month.
This is Lou Regani. Thank you for being here, everybody.
Men today
each and every
face
week
immense
now.
Pressure to perform, to provide.
Put the music
every
star from 7 o'clock
so
till high noon central.
6 million men in the U.S.
It's a pleasure and an honor to be able to present
year.
These tunes
men
for
are also
you.
Less likely
and
to
I enjoy hearing
men,
them again.
Which means depression among men.
It's the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you're a man and you're feeling the weight of the world, the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. Talk to someone, anyone, a therapist, a friend, a loved one. Because real strength comes from being honest about what you're carrying and doing something about it. Therapy can help you find your way, and BetterHelp makes it easy to start. Take a short online quiz and connect with a qualified therapist from the privacy of home. Every man deserves better. Visit BetterHelp.com/remedy for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/remedy.
Chill out this summer with unbeatable deals at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, your go-to destination for selection, service, convenience, and serious savings.
You can hear us
beat
worldwide.
The heat with a sizzling summer special.
CivicMedia.us.
Ice for just 99 cents.
On most
perfect
of these stations, we're on from 7 to high noon
whether you're
Central Time.
Or cruising through the convenient
it's the music of the stars, and you, you're the
you
best audience
moving.
Anywhere.
Fast meets fantastic at
because
Studebaker's
you
Fuel
get.
And Food, right at the corner of 31 Hill Street in Racine.
Hits and Brewer Baseball, 99.9 FM and 1400 AM, WRJN Racine.
Brewers and Padres, the winner gets the series this afternoon at American Family Field. Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. First pitch coming up in just about 10 minutes. Let's get to the starting lineups presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN@Wisconsininfrastructure.com. Freddie Peralta against these nine for San Diego manager Mike Schilt. Back in there today is Fernando Tatis Jr. He did not play in last night's loss.
He'll lead off and play right field. Luis Arraez, who tied the game against Trevor McGill with two out in the ninth inning yesterday. He had that RBI double. He'll be the designated hitter again, batting sixth. Manny Machado, third baseman Machado, bats third. Jackson Merrill's again in the cleanup spot. The youngster plays center field. Gavin Sheets is the first baseman, hitless in the series. Sheets batting fifth. And Xander Bogaerts back down to the sixth spot. He'll be the shortstop here today. Jake Cronenworth is the second baseman for the Padres. He's batting seventh. Tyler Wade in left field gets the start for number eight. And Martin Maldonado, the former Brewer, is the backstop. The number nine hitter against Freddy Peralta. On the other side, it's just the second major league start for rookie Ryan Burgert. And a pretty good one against the Giants in his first major league starting effort on Tuesday. Here are the nine hill faces put out by Pat Murphy. Bryce Durang, the second baseman, is the leadoff hitter all three games of the series. And Jackson Churio again batting in the two spot. He'll be in center field again.
And next week we do a salute to birthday boy Donna Meachie.
12 games, although he walked three times. Yelich, the DH, batting in the three hole.
The kid from
William
Kenosha.
Contreras will be the catcher and cleanup batter for every game of the series. The right fielder is Sal Frelick. He's hitting fifth. Currently, Frelick, by the way, is ninth in the National League in batting average. Reese Hoskins, the first baseman,
Oscar
hitting
winner.
Number six. And Jake Bauer is giving Isaac Collins the afternoon off, at least to start in left field. Bauer's batting seventh. Caleb Durbin, our guest and last night's hero, is batting eighth again as the third baseman. And Joey Ortiz will be the shortstop and rounding out the order against Burgert. Today's umpires are presented by Cannon and Dunphy. The crew chief, Chris Guccione, is calling the balls and strikes. David Rackley's at first base. Edwin Moscoso second. And Jacob Metz.
Come join us at Harvard
over the rocking
Fest.
Chair. Cannon and Dunphy, Karen attorneys Racine, who know every Wisconsin. Case matters to every client, big or small. Trust Cannon and Dunphy to make the right call for you. We'll come back with more of the On Deck Show built by Menards after this. Lane Grindle returns. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Now stand by for
truck
news
drivers,
on the Columbia Broadcasting
are you tired of
System.
An outdated truck hurting your paychecks? At Schneider, we add new trucks to our
next week,
every
Father's
year
Day
to keep
all over the place.
Gear
on. The music of the stars. And until we meet again,
and comfortable while also boosting your income potential.
Until we meet again, there's podcasts. Look for CivicMedia.us for shows, and there we are. All our programs are archived.
Here's a club you
and keep
get
your
into.
Dreams alive.
Club Sitgo. It's the super easy app that opens the door to great fuel savings and more.
At
sign
reach
up and
for
instantly
the stars.
Save 23 cents per gallon on your first fill up. Plus everyday savings that really add up. Also enter our sweepstakes with multiple winners and giveaways.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.